Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer takes first base on ball four. Jim Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk strikes out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deer moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it and throws to second for the out. Deer moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner takes first base on ball four. Surhoff moves to second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Snyder moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Deer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Franco steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pachyorek is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Swindell. Surhoff moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gantner fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Svium covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svium is 0-for-1 in the game. Svium hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Bando and he is out, Franco applying the tag. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cooper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Patchy Orrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sviam strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Bando and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 3 in the game. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Braggs moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a pop-up towards short. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Deere hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Cooper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1. Brewers. Mike Felder pinch runs for Rob Deere. Greg Brock pinch hits for Jim Pachyorek. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-1, Brewers. Rich Yet now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Castillo now playing second base. Mike Felder now playing left field. Greg Brock now playing first base. Rick Manning now playing right field. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to second. Chris Bosio now pitching. Mel Hall pinch hits for Tony Bernazard. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Frobel pinch hits for Chris Bando. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.